Hi, this is Dick Vermeil. And if you're not listening to the grilling guys and following Bob's instructions, you're losing out, buddy.
And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. My grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grilling Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out and have no doubt, the Grilling Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake, fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grilling Guys show. That's it.
It is the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local at Vicky's Pasty and Barbecue Shop in beautiful downtown Saranac. Good morning, Bob. I understand we've got Coach Vermeil on the line.
That's right. We are going to right now shoot out to beautiful Philadelphia. Well, actually, a little burg outside of Philadelphia. Coach, are you out there?
I am sitting here right here in a beautiful day.
How are you, man?
Fine. I'm doing fine. How about you?
Oh, well, we're having a great morning. We're doing a little live remote with some friends out here, and we just, you know, I've got a million questions for you, but only a few minutes, and I'm sure you've got a busy day. I'm wondering if you're following the Lions.
I am. They're definitely better. They got better at the end of the year last year, and their defensive coordinator worked for me for 3 years, Gunther Cunningham, and I know if you
right.
give him enough players, he'll produce a very good defensive football team, and the offensive coordinator's there as a friend. So I think they're on the move forward. I really do. And I picked them to upset Kansas City today or tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. I was wondering if you were tracking that game. I figured that'd be big on the radar for you. Rob wants to take me out to see the Chiefs when I'm out there for the American Royal, but I don't think we're going to have time.
Yeah, that's a great event. All 5 years I was coaching the Chiefs. My wife and I would stop in there on Friday evening. That's our night home during the season. And we would go out there and spend 3 or 4 hours in mooch good barbecue all the way around. By the time you finished your lap, you had overeaten by a huge margin.
That's great. Well, I'm sitting here with Randy Joppy, who wants to say hi to you, too.
Hey, good morning, Coach. Thanks for making time for us today. I want to go to the winery is where I want to go. Is it harvest time yet?
Well, it's late. I just got back from there Tuesday. It's late, and they'll probably start picking our Sauvignon grapes Monday. But some people have started picking some of their whites, but I think it's going to be another maybe 2 weeks before they really get deep into the reds.
I'm going to be out there for spring break. I'm bringing my family out. Both my daughters are living in California now, so we're taking the family out there for spring break, and I'll give you a heads up before I go, but I'm definitely going to go in there and check that place out.
Well, if you're going to Northern California, you know, from San Francisco, we're 75 miles north, and you go in the Napa Valley, or the north end of the Napa Valley, and the Vermeil Tasting Room is right there on Lincoln Avenue as you go into town on the left-hand side.
Great. Well, that's going to be good. My daughter's living in Monterey, so that won't be too long a drive at all.
Oh, no, that's a two-and-a-half-hour drive. We had some people drive over from there we were out there the last 2 weeks.
Coach, what are you excited about from the winery this year? What's looking good?
Well, you know, we're concerned about some the volume. I think the quality is going to be pretty good, but the Sauvignon Blanc production is definitely going to be down. And the other grapes look good. We have a little problem with the old 1908 Levisi vineyard. We're concerned about and waiting to see how it goes and how they break down when we pick them and crush them and that kind of stuff. But overall, I think we'll make out. You know, guys in the experienced in the wine business and in the vineyard business in the Napa Valley are used to the highs and lows. So as it goes through the years, they don't get too high, they don't get too low. They just sort of, hey, this is the way it is, and everything we can do about it. We've done all we can in preparation, and you go ahead. But overall, you know, if you have a great winemaker, He will take the product you bring into the wine presses and make a pretty darn good bottle of wine. But we bottle our 08 cab and that kind of stuff, and it's going to be maybe released here soon. Our 09 Zins, both Zins are released, the Freddie Annie Zin and the VC Zin, and they're both drinking very well right now, and they've only been in the bottle for about 5 months.
Did you check out that picture of Jordan I sent you? From the Pink Arrow game?
Yeah.
What a great event.
Oh, yeah, you bet. Well, great for him.
Yeah.
And now his season is underway right now. Big time.
That's right. Yep. Yeah, that's right. He's a pretty excited kid. Well, if people want to pick up some Vermeil wine, how do they do that?
They go to VermeilWines.com.
Okay.
Google Vermeil Wines, and you can go on there. You can see how you can order and that kind of stuff. Our online sales have picked up. And our tasting room is going well. Everything is going better. But, you know, it takes time to build a brand and label. But anyway, thank you for asking.
No, that's great. And why is the harvest down? Rain?
Well, you know, it's been cool. And the grapes in the critical times didn't get the consistent temperatures they needed. I think that's part of the problem. And, you know, there's always something. It's very temperamental. Okay, that's probably a good word, and I've only been in the business since 2008, been around it all my life, but every year it's something different. Last year, it was the first few days in August were 110 or better, and it cooked a lot of them. This year, it's been too cool for a long period of time, you know,
so
and not cold, but cool, and, you know, it just affects things negatively when that happens.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3. We are talking live with Coach Dick Vermeil, who is kind enough to give us a little time from time to time and just become somebody that we really love to talk to. So if you're dealing with temperamental wines, it's not a whole lot different than NFL players, is it?
No, it's not. You know, I didn't have too many problems with players. Actually, I tried to stay away from the problematic type guy, okay? So sometimes you create your own problems. And so that's why, you know, I'm sure that's true in any business. You know, I've never been in any other business, but I'm sure there are direct carryovers.
Yeah, Coach, I should have probably taken that when Bob and I formed the partnership on the radio, but I got him now and I love him, so we're working with him.
Yeah, you learn to work with a handicap, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
So who's your pick
How's
for Super Bowl
been?
This year? Oh, it's wonderful.
Been?
Wonderful, thanks. Yeah. And
I stay in touch, you know, a little bit through Rob Russell and, you know, on the Goodwin Barbecue. And in fact, he's sending me a pallet of charcoal. Nah, he spoiled me using that good charcoal, and I can't get it around here. I did for a little while there, and now I can't. And or have anyway, and I barbecued last night. I barbecued some barnyard pigeons, and they were really good.
Barnyard pigeons. What kind of wine do you drink with barnyard pigeon?
Last night we drank Italian wine, believe it or not. I have a lot of Italian wines, and we drank a Barolo. It was very good.
Well, there you go. You know, you don't always have to drink your own wine. You support the industry. I get it.
I don't have much in my house for most time because I give it all away for charity events. You know, they're always hounding on me. Once you put your name on a wine label, my God. It's a great charity auction item.
I guess I won't ask you for that bottle then.
Yeah.
So when you did those pigeons, did you wrap them in chicken breast or anything?
No, huh? No.
I had some in Europe that way.
Just quickly and really cooked them over a medium heat, and it was actually 10 minutes, and they grilled up nicely. You know, there's not a lot to them, but they're bigger than doves. You know, it takes a lot of doves to fit you up, and we each shared two barnyard pigeons last night. There were three of us. We had six pigeons. And my neighbor has a big, big barn, and they just drive him crazy over there. You know, they go all over everything, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. So do you
I loaned
take
him
your...
one of my 410 pistol.
There you go.
He's solving a problem, and it's legal.
That's great. Well, Coach, listen, you have yourself a great day. Enjoy some football, and... thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Great. We're barbecuing again tonight. I have a son coming over who's a big... He also has a Goodwin barbecue. I have
is that
a great
David?
Big one, which is probably too big for me, and he has the medium-sized one. And we're grilling tonight.
Is that David?
Yes, that's David, yeah.
Tell him I said hi.
I will. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to say hello.
Okay, Dick.
All right, Dick.
Thanks a lot.
Well, that was Coach Vermeil, live from the East Coast. Always a great guy to talk with. We're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.